This is Bob Brunell, and this is Newsworthy for Tuesday, brought to you by the iSkies Chamber of Commerce and Bank First, member FDIC, Highways 41 and 21. Those masks are back again for kids at iSkies area schools, at least until early October. The school board is expected to approve the change from optional to mandatory mask at their Wednesday night meeting. Now, some parents we talked to plan to object, but the board has limited their comments to only 45 minutes in all, so it's pretty much a done deal. COVID-19, meanwhile, continues to increase, but the numbers aren't nothing like we saw last fall. Fox Valley hospitalizations are now at 54, with 7 people currently in intensive care. Vaccinations continue to hover at about 50%, with only 75% of people 60 years of age and older, the most vulnerable population, getting their shots. By the way, the county health department is still doing all they can to get shots in arms. They're having a vaccination clinic on Tuesday at the Oshkosh Public Library, with 2 more clinics planned over the next few days. And the state of Wisconsin now getting into the act as well. They're offering $100 to anyone who gets their shots between now and Labor Day. Page 2, the Oshkosh Common Council will talk marijuana on Tuesday night. City mothers and fathers are considering a reduction in the marijuana possession fine. It's currently around $200. Now, some of the council believe they should make it only $75. A big, big crowd expected, and the meeting has been moved from City Hall over to the Oshkosh Convention Center. The council can only lower the fine. As the council members have said time and time again, it's up to the state of Wisconsin, if they want to decriminalize marijuana. And remember, earlier this year, a company was hired by the city to paint the West Side Water Tower. They couldn't do the job because they were attacked time and time again by angry birds. These were real birds, not the video game. Well, the crews are back this week, and apparently the bad birds are gone. That paint job, by the way, costing the city nearly $1 million. Not exactly bird feed. This has been Newsworthy. I'm Bob Brunell for Tuesday. We'll have another edition coming up on Thursday. It's sponsored by the Oshkosh Chamber of Commerce and Bank First Oshkosh.